The Geneva Trust Bank in downtown Nassau opened at 9 EST, and Trevor was waiting when the doors were unlocked. He barged into the office of Mr. Brashears and demanded immediate assistance. He had almost $1 million in his account, $900,000 from Mr. Al Conyers through Wesson Chapp, and about $68,000 from his dealings with the Brethren. With one eye on the door, he pressed Brashears to help him move the money, and quickly. The money was owned by Trevor Carson and no one else. Brashears had no choice. There was a bank in Bermuda, managed by a friend of his, which suited Trevor just fine. He didn't trust Brashears, and he planned to keep moving the money until he felt safe. For a moment, Trevor cast a lustful eye on the account of Boomer Realty, currently with a balance of $189,000 and change. It was within his power, during that fleeting moment, to snatch their money too. They were nothing but felons, Beach Yarber, the odious Spicer, all crooks. And they'd had the arrogance to fire him. They had forced him to run. He tried to hate them enough to take their money. But as he wavered back and forth, he felt a soft spot for them. Three old men, wasting away in prison. $1 million was enough. Besides, he was in a hurry. If Wesson Chapp suddenly charged in with guns, it wouldn't have surprised him. He thanked Brashears and ran from the building. When the Beach Baron lifted off the runway at Nassau International, Trevor couldn't help but laugh. He laughed at the heist, at the getaway, at his luck, at Wesson Chapp and their rich client, now minus $1 million, at his shabby little law office, now mercifully idle. He laughed at his past and at his glorious future. At 3,000 feet, he gazed downward at the still blue waters of the Caribbean. A lonely sailboat rocked along, its captain at the wheel, a scantily clad lady nearby. That would be him down there in just a few short days. He found a beer in a carry-on cooler. He drank it and fell sound asleep. They landed on the island of Eleuthera, a place Trevor had seen in a travel magazine he'd bought the night before. There were beaches and hotels and all the water sports. He paid Eddie in cash, then waited an hour at the small airport for a taxi to happen by. He bought clothes at a tourist shop in Governor's Harbor, then walked to a hotel on the beach. He was amused at how quickly he stopped watching the shadows. Sure, Mr. Conyers had plenty of money, but no one could afford a secret army big enough to track someone through the Bahamas. His future would be one of sheer delight. He would not ruin it by looking over his shoulder. He drank rum by the pool as fast as the barmaid could bring it. At the age of 48, Trevor Carson welcomed his new life in pretty much the same condition he'd left his old one. The law office of Trevor Carson opened on time, and things proceeded as if nothing was amiss. Its owner had fled, but its paralegal and office manager were on duty to take care of any business that might unexpectedly develop. They listened in all the right places and heard nothing. The phone rang twice before noon, two misguided inquiries from souls lost in the yellow pages. Not a single client needed Trevor. Not a single friend called to say hello. Wesson Chapp busied themselves by going through the few drawers and files they had not yet inspected. Nothing of consequence was found. Another crew combed every inch of Trevor's house, primarily looking for the cash he'd been paid. Not surprisingly, they didn't find it. The cheap briefcase was in a closet, empty. There was no trail. Trevor had just walked away with his cash. The Bahamian banking official was tracked to New York, where he was visiting on government business. He was reluctant to get involved from such a long distance, but he eventually made his calls. Around 1 p.m., it was confirmed that the money had been moved. Its owner had done so in person, and the official would divulge nothing else. Where did the money go? It was moved by wire, and that's all he would tell DeVille. His country's banking reputation depended upon secrecy, and he could reveal only so much. He was corrupt, but he did have his limits.